Welcome to the Daily International OU Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Sheni, the seventh day of the month of Tammuz. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors whose names are prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, and we always appreciate the support, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Once again, thank you so much to all of you who shared your thoughts and impressions on our new format. The feedback has been overwhelmingly positive, but as I shared yesterday, it may take us a bit to get it exactly right with a few variations, including us potentially moving it to Aser Achenu, which is actually coming more and more likely until we get it right, while also being open to the possibility that if it doesn't work, we'll drop it altogether. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to introduce Rabbi Stephen Miodanik, Mor D'Asra of Congregation Avas Achim in Highland Park, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Miodanik reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130. And Rabbi Miodanik will conclude with a Mishnah Berach Acholim and Achenu. It is a great honor to welcome Rabbi Miodanik to the OU Daily Call. Rabbi Miodanik, welcome. How are you, your family,
thank you
and your wonderful community doing?
Thank God for doing great, Naftali. Thank you for inviting me today. It's my pleasure to be here, and we are all doing well, thank God. Planning for the summer, of course, is always a challenge, and as everyone else's plans have changed and altered, so we had to be flexible, but otherwise we're doing well, thank God.
Yeah, I think we're all in the same boat with that one. I've personally had the honor of visiting Highland Park on numerous occasions, but for our listeners who may not be as familiar, could you briefly paint a portrait for us what Jewish life is like in Highland Park?
Sure. So Highland Park, New Jersey, and its neighboring community, Edison, and its other neighboring community, East Brunswick, is in central New Jersey, about an hour south of the George Washington Bridge. We're right in the heart of New Jersey, and our community has approximately 1,200, 1,300 observant families, and it's a really wonderful place. There are eight shuls, multiple kosher establishments, groceries and yeshivos as well. So it's a really full service Jewish community with an easy commuting distance of both the Philadelphia area and New York City, Manhattan. So
right.
We have people who commute south and north every day of the week.
Well, right there in the middle. What's something unique and special about your shul community that our listeners may not know about the greater Jewish community of Edison, Highland Park, and East Brunswick?
I would say it's our diversity. We are a very, very heterogeneous community. Among the eight shuls, you'll find a Sephardi shul, you'll find an Aguda, you'll find a Hasidah, a Bostoner Shtiebel, you'll find more typical modern Orthodox shuls. So it's a very diverse community, and Baruch Hashem, we all get along, the Rabbanim on down, get along beautifully and are able to have a very harmonious relationship with our shuls and our neighbors, and it makes it a very pleasant, warm place to live.
Amazing. Diversity definitely strengthens the community. Lastly, how has COVID-19 impacted the community, and where are you currently now in the different phases and stages?
We have, Baruch Hashem, although we have had several people who have fallen ill from COVID and have been hospitalized in and out. We've been very careful. Our shul shut down very, very early on in the process. Baruch Hashem, the majority of the community has been spared from the physical illness. The challenges, of course, of isolation and the trauma of not being able to be in shul was certainly felt within our town. Right now we're taking baby steps toward recovery. The shuls have reopened to a certain degree with modifications. For example, my shul Avas Achim, we are having outdoor and indoor minyanim to accommodate mm-hmm. those who are not ready to step foot in the building yet, but still want to daven with a minyan. And there are still those who are not even comfortable joining us outdoors. And everyone is on their own personal path with their doctors, their advice and consent as to when it's when they're going to return to communal activities. So we're taking it slowly. We don't want any resurgence. So we'd rather take it slowly than rush back into full throttle Jewish activities.
Absolutely. Well, our thoughts and our tefillot are certainly with you and your community, as they are with all of Claudius around the entire world. Thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a brief picture of your great community. To our dear callers, please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. And now to share Divrei Chizuk with us, bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Mio Downick.
Thank you so much. The truth is I had a thought. I was prepared on Friday for this call, and then I was at an event yesterday, and I heard an amazing thought, idea in the name of Rabbi Shlomo Reisman that was so compelling, I cannot not share it today. So I shelved my plan A, and I'm going to give you plan B, which I think works very well with what I'm going to be talking about today. We all know that Hashem created the world in 6 days, and the universe was a product of absolute perfection. And because the universe was divinely orchestrated, of course, everything turned out exactly as intended, right? Well, the answer is strikingly no. It's impossible to truly understand what it means for the world that God created to not turn out as he himself planned. And that's well beyond our 5 minutes today. But let me just share three brief examples of this phenomenon where the ideal of the world does not match the actual, the reality on the ground. First example is from the third day of creation, where the pasuk tells us that Hashem instructed the ground, Tacheya Aret Desha, Asab Mezriya Zera, Eitz Pri Osa Pri. Let me know that God ordered the ground to produce fruit trees that produce fruit. Eitz Pri Osa Pri. However, when it actually happened, the pasuk says no, that the ground produced only Eitz Osa Pri. The Chazal are crystal clear on what this means, that originally God intended for the bark of the tree to taste like its fruit, an Eitz Pri Osa Pri. But in reality, he only got Eitz Osa Pri. The fruit tastes like fruit, but the bark of the tree does not taste like the fruit. That's example one. Example two is from the fourth day of creation, where Hashem is creating the luminaries, the planets, the stars. It says in the pasuk, Vayas Elokim Eshnei Hamaros HaGedolim. God created two great luminaries. Then the pasuk says, "Esam or hakadol l'mshalas hayom, v'esam or hakatan l'mshalas palayla." That God created a big one for daytime and a small one for nighttime. I don't understand. First it says two big ones, me'oros gedolim. Then it says one big one, one small one. Rashi on the spot cites Chazal famously that explain that originally there were to be two equally sized stars, one for daytime, one for so-called nighttime. But there was an issue, long story, God ended up with plan B, with the actual being one big one, one small one. And the third example is from the sixth day of creation, where Hashem creates Adam and Chava, and there's an absolutely remarkable Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Minches Amud Beis, La Minches Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us the exact timeline of that day six of creation. The Gemara tells that that tells us that in the ninth hour, Tzias, Mitztava, Shalo Lechol, Menailah. In the ninth hour, Adam and Chava were commanded to not eat from the Isadas. Asiris. And by the tenth hour of day six, Sarach. They had already sinned. By the 11th hour, they were judged. And by the 12th hour, they were already banished from Gan Eden. All on day six of creation. Did not exactly go as intended. And yet, how is the entire account of creation capped off at the end of day six? Vayar Elokim as kol asher asah, v'hine tov me'od, vayar vayibokar yom hashishi. Not just good, but very good. Despite all of the contingencies where the actual did not match the ideal, the Torah calls, that Hashem called these creations that he made tov me'od. What does it teach us? That the actual was not the ideal. It teaches us that built into God's world, the high world that Hashem created is the fact that things don't always go according to plan. That in life, there's often a plan B. And that plan B can be tov me'od as well, even if it wasn't intended. Discovered in the past few months that plan B can be manageable and even beautiful, even as we planned and God left. For example, plan A was for your kids to be in school in the building for the rest of the school year. Well, that didn't work out. Plan B is that they learned very well, but on Zoom. They learned over the phone. They learned with video chats. They learned in new and exciting ways. So learning continued. It was still tov me'od. Plan A was for you and your family to come to shul every day and daven and come to shiurim. Plan B was you couldn't come to shul. Doesn't matter though, because your shul migrated, as did all of our shuls, to online shiurim with unprecedented participation. National organizations like the OU led the way in this regard. Plan A was you to invite 5,000 people to your child's wedding. Didn't happen that way. Plan B was that you had an intimate family gathering in your backyard. And you know what? According to all the accounts that I have heard, it was still tov me'od. It was different, but it was still very much tov me'od. Plan A was you were going to host 25 people for every Shabbos and Yontif meal, but you couldn't do that because of COVID. So plan B was that you didn't have any guests. Instead, you were able to focus on your family. A woman from my shul contacted the Etzer Shavuos with a remarkable comment. She said that she's used to having a ton of company all the time, and on Shavuos, she never stopped being in the kitchen and never stopped serving guests, and she never got to learn with her children. And this past Shavuos, when there was no one else in the house but the family, she actually spent time sitting for hours learning with her children, and she learned how precious it is, how wonderful plan B was when you couldn't have other guests. We have learned through all these examples to adapt, to survive, and to thrive. So we're basically at the halfway mark of the year 2020. On Wednesday, July 1st, that means we're halfway through the year. This has been the year of contingency, the year of plan B. Baruch Hashem, we as an entire Jewish community have been nimble and resourceful in order to manage this crisis, these trying times. We have learned to be flexible, relax our rigidity, and to embrace different models for all of our communal activities. How have we been able to do it? Because it's built into the DNA of the world. Because God created the world with plan B. This tough situation is not over, certainly. There are many new COVID hotspots, of course. I think it's important, however, to give ourselves a communal yasher koach, a pat on the back, to allow ourselves the satisfaction of saying to ourselves, job well done, job very well done, because all of our plan Bs have really been tov me'od. And that is the message I want to share with you today. We are now going to recite three chapters of Tehillim, and you're invited to all repeat after me as we begin with Kapitel Chaf, chapter 20. Lam natseach mizmor David, Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara, Yisagest Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach erzacha mikodesh, umitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol milchosecha, v'yolascha yedash nesela. Yiten lechol chilvodecha, v'chol atascha yimalei. Nirnan la bishuasecha, uv'shem lohin gol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ataya dati, ki ashi Adonai mishicho, yanei to, yivirot yesha yimino. Eile barechev, v'eile basusim, Vanachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir, hema karu b'nafalu, vanachnu kamnu b'nesodan, Adonai Hoshia, hamelech ya'anenu b'yom karenu. Kapitel Chaf Zayin, chapter 27. L'David, Adonai ori v'yishi mimi ira, Adonai ma'os chayai mimi avchad. V'krov alai mirayim l'acholas b'sari, tarayev o'yavai li, hema chashlu b'nafalu. Im tachana alay machana lo yirali bi, im takum alay mulchama, bezos ani voteach. Achash sha'alti meyes Adonai, osa avakesh, shithi bebeis Adonai koye mechayai, lachazos benom Adonai, ulevaker behechalo. Ki spinei besuko biom ra'a, yastirin besesra halo betsu yirumimimi. Viata yarum roshi alavayasi vivosai, Ve'ezbecha ve'ahalo zivchei shua ashira v'azarmol Adonai. Shema Adonai kuli ekra v'chaneni v'anini. L'cha amar libi bakshu fanai es panecha Adonai avakesh. Al taster panecha mimeni, al tat ba'af avdecha ez rasi hayisa, al tetsheni v'al tazveni Elohei yishi. Ki avi v'imi azavuni v'adonai yasveni. Horina darchecha urchini beorach mishor leman shorurai. Alf bini benevesh sarai ki kamu vi ede sheker viyefeach chamas. Lule ha'amanti leos patu v'adonai be'eretz chayim kavei al adonai chazak v'yam esibecha v'kavei el adonai. Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir ha'malos mimamakim karasicha adonai. Adonai shemar v'koli, tiyanat ha'kashavos l'kol tachnonai. Mevanot v'shmarya, Adonai mi yamod. Ki emcha aslicha, l'man tivarei. Ki visi Adonai kivso nafshi, l'livaro ho'chalti. Nafshi Adonai mishrim l'boker, shomrim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael Adonai, ki im Adonai ha'chesed, v'harbe imo fidus. V'hu yifte es Yisrael, mikol avonosav. We will now conclude with a Misha Berech L'Cholim, having in mind all the members of our community who are sick and who need a refuah shlema today. Misha Berech Avosenu, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe Aaron Dov V'Shlomo, V'Yivarech V'Yirapa, Es Kol HaCholim. V'Avor Sh'Anachem V'Spalim Ba'Avura. V'Zchar Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Yemin Li'Rachem Alayhem, La'achimam U'L'Rapposam, לחזיקם ולהחיוסם, וישלח להם מהירה רפואסם למשמיים, לכל עבריהם, לכל גדיהם, בסוך שרח לישראל, רפואס הנפש, רפואס הגוף, השלב לב וזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. We now conclude with אחינו. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנשונים בצרה ובשביה, העומדים בהם בים ובהם ביבשה, המקום ירחם אליהם, ויוצאים מצוי ורווחה, ויפה ליערה, משיבה לגאולה, השלב לב וזמן קריב,
Ben Omar, Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Neil Danik. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered Latova. And may the Rabbonu Shalom please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Tuesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Heshi Billitz of Young Israel of Woodmere in Woodmere, New York. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.